It's not young love that's at the core of Stella and Lou. It's late-in-life relationships that take center stage. Sandra Zelinsky is the director, and she reveals that the show is a romantic comedy that audiences will find relatable as the two main characters explore a second chance at love. Starring Linda Rettig, Dave Lemon, and Brett Cotone, Stella and Lou has yet one other co-star, a blue-collar neighborhood bar. For a play that gets real about relationships, the set has to be on point. And director Zelinsky is very excited about the set designed by Curtis Trout, which is so realistic, you can practically smell the Budweiser.
And the bar is located in South Philly. Hot, hot, hot outside. So as you see, we come to the door. It says, Lou's Bar, you know you're in the right place. It
has where everyone knows your name?
Where everybody knows your name. Then we go through the bar door and welcome inside.
Oh, thank you.
So we have a bar. It's a small bar, but this is for, we have a pot of money for Riley. Riley is the one who just passed. So we have his little sign and jar. We have a bar that works.
It's, you mean a tap? What have you got on tap?
Well, we've got beer on tap.
Real beer. Is this real beer?
It's real beer.
Really?
I'm telling you.
So we've got Shinerbach and Budweiser.
Yeah.
And some Busch.
And some Busch. So that's what they drink. Everybody in the cast. There's only three. So, but we pour from the Budweiser spout. And then, of course, up here we have all the bottles that you would ever want to drink from. Should I tell you?
Is that real Tito's vodka?
Should I really say?
Well,
I want you to guess. It's not real.
So I can't get a gin and tonic when we're done.
Okay. You know, and this is basically what this neighborhood would drink. High stuff is up there because rarely people don't ask for
Maker's Mark very often, so it's on the top shelf.
You got it. And then we've got all kinds of paraphernalia, sports paraphernalia.
And I notice right above the cash register, we have the very first dollar bill that was
absolutely
made at this bar.
Absolutely.
And you've got some really cool tables here. Let's go have a seat and talk more about the play, about Stella and Lou.
I felt when it was all said and done, I thought I would go to this bar. I would feel welcome at this bar. So that's what we want people to feel.
Well, why did you want to direct, Sandra, this play, Stella and Lou by Bruce Graham?
Well, the last show I did here in this same place was a musical.
Floyd Collins,
18 people. And I said, you know what? I think I want something small.
This is just three people, so you went down a lot.
I went from 18 to 3. but it's a charming play. I mean, it's not one that you see violence in. Of course, you do see expletives in this play, or you hear expletives, you don't see them. You know, it is a sweet play, and it's about these three people who have differing backgrounds. One, a young man who is going to get married, that's Donnie. And then you have a woman, Stella, who was married, divorced, and, you know, very little good to say about being married. If we were supposed to be that close, we would have had a lot more Siamese twins, she says, in the play. And then we have the owner of the bar, Lou, who was married. He loved his wife dearly. She loved him, and she passed away. So it's the story of these three people who at one time, this night, meet in this bar, and then what ensues from their conversations and how they relate to each other and what they have to do at this night, this particular night. So it is about loneliness. It is about friendship. It is about not wanting to put yourself out there, feeling very comfortable, as Lou talks about, in this bar, because he has his bar, he has his home. He comes to the bar and he goes home. So there's nothing that challenges him to get out into the world. I think many people feel this way. They've had a love that was both not only their wife, but their friend, their lover, and that took up most of their time. And when that one person, whoever it is, whether it's the wife or the husband, dies, then you're left with this void and asking the question, who am I? What do I have to do?
Is this more about friendship rather than love, romantic love?
I don't think we get to the romantic love, you know, take me out right now. It isn't that, but it's companionship. It is trying to go out in the world, to go to a movie or go to a dance or go to dinner. And there's no expectation after that, but it's that first step, getting out of your comfort zone and realizing that you are lonely. Never having said it or said reasons why you do what you do, but in this play at this time, there are reasons that are talked about. And I think many people in the theater would relate to that. Whether you're young or old, we all make choices.
What insight does the play bring about life's last act?
I think the insight from this playwright is that you have a life to live, and live it to its fullest. And whatever that means to you, that you can survive after a tragic, whether it's a death, whether it's an accident, whatever it is, that time goes on, and so should you. And that's difficult. That's difficult for some people to do, but I think that's his message.
A lot of interaction, personal interaction, is becoming more difficult due to technology. Now, is it addressed in the play that human interaction, that it's a skill that we're losing to the dominance of technology?
Absolutely. In fact, Stella says this. She's a nurse. She works in the ER. And she says, you know, I had to bawl out this one nurse because what was she doing? She was texting. And I found her in a closet, texting and putting pictures up, and we had accidents and people who needed to be taken care of, and here she is. And then she makes the joke about our babies will be born with carpal tunnel disease because that's what we do. And she talks about her son and who her son is with, and that they don't know how to talk to each other. And in fact, the young man, he's going to get married, you know, he's betwixt and between. Donnie has asked about, in effect, why is he marrying? Well, I don't want to call it off because then I'd lose all that money. And, you know, and we all...
Great idea.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, Stella was asked, well, what did she marry her husband for? She said, ooh, well, he had this cool car, you know. So it's questioning why we marry. And Donnie, at the end, comes up with a really good look at what marriage should be.
This is really a play that when people are going to see this, and a lot of this is going to resonate personally with people's everyday lives.
Absolutely. And the questions that we ask ourselves, the moments that we go through, because there's always that wave. You know, if you've had a loss in your life, and there's a tick that there's either a smell or it's a sound or it's music that takes you back to a particular time, and there's that wave of sadness that comes over us, and then of course you go on. But we all have those moments. I believe we do. So I think we all have empathy toward being alone at a certain time or feeling sad at a certain time where memories flood back. So that is this play.
That's Sandra Zielinski, director of Stella and Lou, which is currently running at Heartland Theater in Normal through the 22nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.